Hello, is this Diana?
Diana, nah, this is Mike Ritchie.
Hi, Mike. Mike,
your ball?
Yeah, it is. It is. How's your day going?
Oh, I took so far it's good. Now, Brian called me in regarding Google being on the first page when something pulls
right.
up roofing or siding. So what's the cost for per month?
So, I mean, it really depends on the service that we're providing for you. We are partnered with Google, so we can do local service ads. We could do search engine optimization for you. For that first page placement and that local map or that pack result, we would bundle that with a social media campaign. You're going, looks like 100 miles. Facebook ads would be included. It'd be a flat rate on a month-to-month basis of exactly $299. It would bill once a month for that exact amount.
You said $299 a month?
Correct. That's the exact amount. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Of course, when you're on that first page throughout your entire service area, people don't even need to know the name of your company, but they would still be able to find you and, of course, call you directly. I did not see a website attached here. Is there not currently a website for Ritchie Brothers Roofing?
Yeah, there is.
There is, okay. Now, Brian's fairly new. I'll just have to remind him that it's his job to attach that website. Now, I mean, it is, like I said, a month-to-month basis, and I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you might want for your business at this point?
Not a month.
What's the other option with the pay-per-lead?
So with that, I mean, of course, you'd be looking at Google Guarantee or local service ads. So that means, of course, the calls come directly to you. It is a pay-per-lead service, but it's very different than something like Thumbtack or Angie's. With those services, you simply get a phone number, and then you have to fight it out with your competitors that are also getting that same phone number. Now, you offer a lot of different services. I mean, I'm going to obviously do the main search for roofing, and I can get you a quote for that. So with Google Guarantee, it's a pay-per-qualified lead. It routes through a Google number, direct to your phone number. It says something like Google Guarantee lead as it's coming through to you, and the Google AI makes sure that it's someone in your service area that you're speaking with about a service you want to provide, and you have to either quote a price to them or at least schedule an appointment with them. Otherwise, you're not going to be charged for that lead. When you do get charged for a lead, it's $72 per lead. Again, big job, small job, it's going to be exactly $72. You don't pay right away for the leads. You have to get vetted first. That vetting process is outsourced to either Evident or Pinkerton. Pinkerton you might know from cowboy movies. So if you do qualify for Google Guarantee, that's exactly what you're looking at there. So, again, a much higher conversion rate. It's the very top of a search result where it's available. It appears even above the local map and above any Google pay-per-click ads.
Yeah, that's good to have the Google Guarantee.
Well, with Google Guarantee, I mean, people, they might not even know exactly why it's called Google Guarantee, but they might know something about it. I mean, in fact, it's called Google Guarantee because Google guarantees your work. They'll actually come out of pocket up to $2,000 for any complaints that you might have. I mean, obviously, that's not something you would want to need, but it is there for reassurance for the potential customer who's looking, maybe not for the cheapest guy, but for the best guy. You know, Google puts their stamp of approval right on there for your business. And it's the highest converting product that Google has, and in fact, it converts much higher than any other lead-based service that's out there.
Wow, and do you have to be approved for that?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's a vetting process. The vetting process might take maybe 3 or 5 weeks, as long as you submit the documents to us in a timely fashion. So not everyone does qualify for it, but it is something that you may qualify for. You're always going to be required to have liability insurance, but the liability insurance requirement is always quite low. So if you have any liability insurance for your business at all, you would certainly have at least the minimum there. I'm pulling that up right now just to give you the exact specifics. And then there is sometimes a licensing requirement here. In this case, you'd be required for roofing in Pennsylvania, you're required to have a minimum amount of $500,000 in general liability for the business, and then you'd have to have the Pennsylvania State HIC, the Home Improvement Contractor License. So,
well, we have that in New Jersey.
Oh, for New Jersey. Okay.
Yeah, we're in New Jersey.
I see a listing here in Maple Shade, Pennsylvania, but you're in New Jersey.
Yes, this is Maple Shade, New Jersey, yeah.
Oh, I've got some conflicting information here, and I'm sorry for that. We're basically finding what we found for your business. And so what happens when a position becomes available for something like Google Guarantee? Our inventory department looks for businesses that are in the area that have some type of online presence, but no bad reviews. So, and of course, you have to be providing the services that fit the category. So we found a Yelp listing, and Yelp has you in Maple Shade, New Jersey. So that's, Yelp has you in Pennsylvania. So let me fix that. Yeah, that's something that we would fix for you. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So we want to make sure that all your business information is accurate. So it's exactly the same for the general liability requirement of $500,000, and of course the same licensing requirement just for the state of New Jersey. Okay. So, and then of course the other requirement is that you can't have any felonies, at least not in the last 7 years. So that wouldn't be a problem, right? Yep.
No, okay. No felonies.
So you would then qualify for Google Guarantee. So the vetting process, like I said, takes about 3 to 5 weeks. You don't pay right away for the leads. In fact, you would only pay for the application fee. It's a one-time application fee of $250. It's not an annual membership or anything like that. You just pay it once. It goes directly to Google. And then once you're thoroughly vetted, that's when you would have the leads coming to you at $72 per lead. Now, you do need to have a verified Google listing. You have to have a Google business profile for something like this. And I was looking before to see if there was a Google business profile for your company. Is there any active listing on Google for you at this point?
Yes, we do have it. We are on Google.
You are.
You've
got 64 reviews.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's something that we could do for you then. Obviously, so you don't have to have us do any search engine optimization if you want us to just do the Google Guarantee. Like I said, really a profitable service with Google Guarantee, and especially with that 64 reviews, I think it was. That's something that's going to stand out when people see that on that first page. Of course, they'll see your website. They'll pick up the phone to call you after seeing your website, so they saw something that they liked. Very high conversion rate.
Okay. Okay. And you said you can't have any bad reviews because we had some.
Well, you've got a 4.8 out of 5. There's a couple of reviews. Yeah, I see like one or two negative reviews for you. But for our, for Google Guarantee, yeah, I mean, you've got a high star rating. 4.8 is great. 64 reviews is fantastic. Okay. You need to have a minimum requirement of 5 reviews. You completely surpass that. And you have to have at least 5 5-star reviews. So you have way more than 5 5-star reviews. So it's okay to have a couple of bad reviews sprinkled in there. In fact, Google knows that, you know, businesses get bad reviews through no fault of those businesses. We would be able to actually flag those bad reviews, have Google's back-end team investigate those reviews to see if there's any validity to them. Of course, you know, if they're not, we can see if those bad reviews would be removed for you. But, I mean, overall, 4.8 out of 64 reviews, I think that makes you look fantastic. Sometimes people say, well, you know, they got all 5-star reviews. That's kind of crazy. Sometimes businesses, don't get as many phone calls when they've got perfect reviews, you know, but also on the other end, if you got like a, you know, 3 stars, that doesn't help you either. But 4.8, that's exactly what most people look for. Anything over a 4.5 to 5, you know, that's what most businesses see the best return, the best number of phone calls, because that's what customers look for, you know. And I think your reviews speak volumes. I mean, the overwhelming sentiment that people are saying is you guys do fantastic work.
Okay, right. Okay.
And I like your website, too. I mean, I look at websites all day long, and from a consumer's standpoint, your website gives them all the good reasons why they should pick up the phone to call you. Of course, all the different services that you provide, of course, the gallery there for the different projects that you've done. I mean, that's going to help you to get those phone calls that you're looking for. Even as the website gets, you know, maybe additional content, anything like that, having it listed where people can find you. You've got that contact form that people can fill out. And of course, the phone number, the email, people can easily reach out to you. It's just a matter of making it easier for people to find that. I think right now, people have to actually know the name of your business and kind of be typing it in, looking for you
right.
specifically for them to find that Google listing. So this would change all that. Like I said, Google Guarantee is the very top of the search result, and people will be finding you simply by typing in those keywords related to any of the services that you provide.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds very, very what we would like to do.
I think you'll do quite well with it. Like I said, it's a month-to-month service. Oh, the best thing about it is you only pay for the lead that you use. So let's say, you know, you get a lead, it turns into a job, you pause your leads. A lot of my clients might not go through more than 6 or 8 leads in a month because it is that high of a conversion rate. I mean, unless you've got like multiple crews and you're taking on multiple projects at a time, you know, it's going to be very affordable for you, and of course very profitable for you as well.
Okay. Well, that sounds very good. And we would like to move forward with that. Is there anything else in the vetting process that we need to know?
Well, I mean, as long as you've got like an EIN and all of the normal things that you would need for your business, that information, as long as it's submitted to us, we ask that you submit it within that first week. And then the vetting process does take a couple of weeks after that. But getting it started is very simple and very easy. And like I said, as long as you've got the right licensing, the right insurance, and no felonies, then you would definitely pass the background check.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. So how do we get signed up?
So it's Ritchie Brothers. That's how you want the business to be branded, right? And you do roofing, you do siding, you do windows as well.
But the legal name is Ritchie Brothers
Roofing, right? You wanted the roofing to be included in the business name, as it is on your Google listing.
It's Ritchie Brothers Roofing. That is the name of the business.
Right. I was just looking at the logo kind of on your website. So we'll have that branded as Ritchie Brothers Roofing. Of course, we're not going to create an additional listing for you. We will use that existing Google listing with the 64 reviews on there. And it does have the 512 North Maple. And then, of course, the phone number that we are speaking on is the number on there. That's the best number for your customers to call you. Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, that's fine.
It is. And are you Diana that I'm speaking with right now?
No, my name is Linda.
Linda, I'm not sure why we have Diana on here.
Diana Ritchie?
I'm not sure. It just says Diana.
Oh.
That's the, might be from...
Yeah, that's
from,
what... I mean, there is a Diana Ritchie, but no, she's not associated with the business.
Okay, interesting. And then, oh, your last name is, I'm assuming, like the business name? I don't want to assume,
yes.
But... I'm taking a stab.
Yes,
in the, not quite.
R-I-C-C-I, yes, C-C-I.
Gotcha. And then I'm looking on the, I need to have an email address on file. I know that the website has the mritchieroofing@outlook.com.
Okay, yeah, that's my son. He does take the, I mean, you could, we have Ritchie Brothers Roofing. My husband has a different. I guess you can use the one that's on there.
Okay, I'll use that. It's just really for us to reach you regarding your account.
Okay.
I mean,
that's
where the application for Google Guarantee will be emailed, if you want us to keep that email on file.
Okay. Yeah, that's
alrighty.
Fine.
And then...
That's mritchieroofing?
@outlook.com.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Got it. So the next step is to schedule what's called an onboarding call or a client interview. One of our technicians will speak with you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, help you with the application if you need any help. In fact, we can fill it out on your behalf if you wanted us to. You would just have to provide us with your EIN, your Social Security, and things like that. But it's really simple. Most of my clients take about 15 minutes to fill out that application. That's going to be sent out to you on a link of a text message. So, and then of course you just need to send us the copies of the insurance and the licensing. Other than that, it's pretty simple and straightforward. I did want to do one other thing here though, and that's to add just another layer of protection on the account, an added level of security, and it is a security question and an answer. So if anyone were to call us, tell us they're with Ritchie Brothers Roofing, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And if you get a call from anyone, especially if they're identifying themselves as Local Splash or Google, they would need to know that information. And if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The first pet name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
The answer is Bella.
Bella, B-E-L-L-A?
B, as in boy?
Yeah,
Bella.
Boy.
Yeah.
Bella, B-E-L-L-A. Got that. And then it is exactly $250. That's the one-time application fee. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
Okay, so it's $250. That's like the application fee?
Correct. It's the one-time application fee. You pay that, and then once you're thoroughly vetted, that's when you would start paying the $72 per lead.
And if you don't get vetted, do you get refunded?
Yeah, that happens in cases where for some reason there's an issue or a concern. I did have a couple of months ago, my client was using his partner's licensing, and the only reason it became a problem was that his partner had a separate business, and the same licensing was not able to be used. That was not disclosed to me, so of course that client got refunded the $250. But yeah, I mean, just speaking with you, as long as you're upfront and that's the licensing and the insurance that you have and there's no felonies, then certainly, you know, there would not be an issue with the vetting process.
Okay, as far as an EIN, we use our social security number.
That's perfect. Yeah. Okay. We do accept the EIN in cases where a social security number is not provided. But yeah, that works fine as well.
Okay.
That's actually our preferred method.
Okay, so if we pay the $250, we will wait for the email for or not an email, it's going to come through the phone.
It's a text message. You'll get a text,
okay.
And it has a link on that text to the application. And then, you know, of course, you'll also get by text and email any of the requirements for supporting documents. And again, like I said, that process is pretty easy to get started. We submit it today on your behalf direct to Google. And then, of course, the vetting process might take about 3 or 5 weeks.
Okay.
That's worst case scenario. It's usually 3 or 4 weeks, especially if you get us the information within the first few days.
Okay. Okay. You want to get this down? I think it's a good idea. Okay. So we're going to just. Okay. So we're going to pay the $250. And,
okay. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It's Michael Ritchie.
Okay. M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yeah.
Okay. And then was that a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It's actually we get the debit card, correct?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
I'm not sure. Let me see. Where is it?
If it starts with a 4, it's a Visa. If it starts with a 5, it's a MasterCard. Most debit cards are strictly MasterCard or Visa.
Okay. Okay, it's a Visa.
A Visa. So that would start with a 4. They all do. And I am actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. Okay, it's 4482.
Mm-hmm.
3302.
Okay.
1319.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my husband's like, how do we know this is a guy from Google? Oh, my God.
You got 54. We got 3.
Oh. I mean, could you send us something? Like, I mean, we're just a little...
No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So let me do this. Now, of course, you know, I did want to be very clear and upfront. So Google will not make these phone calls to businesses unless they have at least 100 individual locations or more. For everything less than that, it falls to the responsibility of the Google partners. Now, Google started a partnership program about 10 years ago. It was at that point to get businesses a higher return on investment with Google pay-per-click ads, AdWords, because Google Guarantee was not a product then. But it is still in place to help small and medium-sized businesses see a higher return on investment. So we are Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. We've been around since 2004 as an SEO company and digital marketing firm. And like I said, we were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program when it started about 10 years ago. We've got almost 1,100 Google reviews. I did just send you a link to our pricing page. Our website is localsplash.com. The link I sent out to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So that's going to give you the opportunity to see our badge of authenticity, which is provided to us directly by Google. If you click on that, it's going to take you directly to google.com, where you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Now, are you able to maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up? At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters.
Yes, I have that.
Okay. So you are going to be able to track your success, your tracking system, we call it your client dashboard, because it does so much more than just show you exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. You can manage and monitor your reviews. Any reviews that you get online will now be available through your tracking system, so you can request reviews, respond to reviews right from your client dashboard. Like I said, over 20 years of industry experience, I've actually been with the company myself for more than 12 years, since April 17th of 2013. You'll be in really good hands with us. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Beneath that blue tinted photo that outlines a few of the things that we do early on, it says Google Partner. There's a box that you can click on, that colorful Google G inside it. It says Google Partner. Like I said, if you click on that box, that's our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. If you click on that, it's going to take you directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner, and that ensures your success. So, of course, we will be working directly with Google's back-end team on your behalf. And as a Google Premier partner, the whole point of it is to make sure that our clients are successful with Google advertising. Our processes are streamlined with Google. We've got direct points of contact with them. And, of course, we get our training and our updates directly from Google as well. Now, if you go back to the link that I sent out to you, the packages that we're talking about here, you're actually getting the ideal package. But again, that's all in. That's like 13 leads, the $299 setup fee, which I'll actually waive today. So again, like I said, all you're really paying for is that one-time application fee of $250. And then once you're thoroughly vetted, that's when you're going to be paying the $72 per lead.
Okay. So when will the leads have to be paid?
So, like I said, that vetting process is pretty quick if you can get us the information right away or within that first week. It usually takes about 3 to 5 weeks after that. That's when you're going to start getting those leads. Now, you'll be notified by us and by Google the day that you get thoroughly vetted and cleared to do Google Guarantee. You get that notification, and then typically it would be set to automatically start 3 days after that. If you say, hey, I just got notification, let's go ahead and get it going right now, we would do that for you. If you say, you know, this is not the best week for us, we're on a big job, maybe we can start taking leads next week, you can tell us that too. So we would obviously want to make sure that the timing works out for you, just because there's a little bit of uncertainty in the beginning here. Like I said, it might be 3, 4, 5 weeks. If you can get us the paperwork pretty quickly, though, it wouldn't be longer than that.
Okay, so this price per month, does that have to be paid?
So that's if you were including the search engine optimization on there. There is not a monthly cost associated with this. With Google Guarantee and just Google Guarantees, like, these are our SEO packages, search engine optimization. I don't have a pricing page that's strictly for Google Guarantee. But then again, you know, like I said, you know, a lot of our clients do want search engine optimization, or if they don't have a Google listing already, we have to include that at least for a month to get that process started and that business profile, but you already have a Google business profile. That's not a package that we would need to include for you. So it is month to month. You only pay for the leads that you use. And like I said, the leads are $72. If you use only one lead, the next month you only pay $72. You use 10 leads, it would be $720. And like I said, every lead has to be a qualified lead, and it has to be someone in your service area. Otherwise, you're not going to get charged for it.
Okay. Okay. That, yeah, that sounds good.
So I did want to say you got through almost all of it. Looks like I got the first 12.
Okay. So you need the last four.
Correct.
Okay, so it's 7460.
So let me read that back to you in its entirety. I've got 4482, 3302, 1319, 7460.
Okay, yes.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's 329.
03 of 2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
That would be 776.
776, 776 on the back, and March or 03 of 2029. Now, does that bill at the 512 North Maple Ave?
Yes.
And that's a 08052, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, as far as the follow-up call, it takes about a half an hour. It's preferable that you are in front of a computer, though it's not necessary. Would you be available later today for that follow-up call?
Let me think if tomorrow would be better. Is
tomorrow might be better. Yeah, tomorrow we're basically wide open. Let's see, the morning is booked out, but after 10 or starting at 10, and then every half-hour increment, looks like we could accommodate just about any time except when they take their late lunch, which is at 3:30. Did you want something kind of mid-morning or later in the day or even as late as like 6:30?
Actually, I'm thinking tomorrow I'm not even going to be here, and I like to be here. You know, we would both like to be here. Monday's a holiday, right?
Right, it is. Is there any point today even, like as late as 6:30?
What do you think, Mike? Let me see. 6 o'clock?
Six?
6 o'clock would be probably better.
Six, okay. We'll schedule it from 6 until 6:30, okay? Now, at 5 o'clock, you're going to get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 6. And in a moment or so here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. It's going to say GG Onboarding, which is Google Guarantee Onboarding. And then it's going to have your username, your name, and then your phone number. Now, like I said, you are going to have a detailed reporting and tracking system. And then once that tracking system is up and active, you'll get a notification by email and text that you can try and log into your account. You'll be able to try at any point in time. You just might get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, I'm actually required to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that, you know, it is just right now that flat rate of $250. Of course, you can stop at any time. You can pause it if you need to, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you want it to appear online?"
Richie Brothers Roofing?
And that's exactly how I have that. That's exactly how it's listed on your existing Google business profile. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay. Do you want my husband to do that?
Oh, either one. I mean, I've got you both on the line. I know that you're both here.
Linda Ritchie.
Okay, Linda. And then Linda, as you are co-owner or?
Owner's wife.
Owner's wife. Okay. And then of course you are authorized though to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, you are authorized as a user on that account?
Yeah.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And then, as I mentioned, we're asking that you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Obviously, it's not an exclusivity clause, but because we do make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent, we do ask that if there's any other entity that is doing online marketing for your business, that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know. Now, like I said, as part of the verification process, it's essential that you, that Local Splash receives from you the required documents in a timely manner, and this could include things like a business license, proof of insurance, the Google Guarantee application. Of course, you already do have the Google Business Profile. We do ask that you submit those documents within the first 7 days because failure to provide the necessary documents within that time frame may result in delays on your account. So do you agree to submit these items within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Okay, that's perfect. Now, like I said, it is just the one-time payment of $250, and that is going to be charged today, the 28th of August, in the exact amount of $250. And, of course, once you're thoroughly vetted, that's when you have that $72 per lead. Of course, it is a month-to-month service. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause your leads at any time. You can pause the service altogether at any point in time. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Linda, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mrs. Ricci, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, that actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there, our support email, etc. If you have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So that toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you either that same business day or the next business day if they receive the email either after hours or very late in the day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, we do have your follow-up call, your onboarding call, or your client interview call scheduled for 6 o'clock today. And now, like I said, you're going to receive all the information I just gave you by way of email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. I do see that you should have also gotten that text message with the Google Guarantee application on there. Pretty straightforward, like I said. But if you have a second here, if you can open up the email or the text that got kind of piggybacked on top of that, that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that one, it's actually going to say, hello, Michael, because that's the name on the billing. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Let me see. Well, I'm not... I don't have the email. That's my son's email.
Right.
But he was just trying to. Well, he must have got an email. He wants to know what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. It should have also generated a text message to the number that we're speaking on.
Yeah, I do see it. SEO packages.
No, well, there should be. Yeah, that's the pricing page that I sent out to you. There should be another one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. The email does generate a text message too.
Okay, let me see. Oh, okay, I see it here. Okay.
Okay. So if you open that up, if you click on the click here, and that's above where it says access your dashboard. So if you click on those two words, click here, it's hyperlinked to the terms of experience, which is everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, if there's an asterisk next to it, you know, it may not be a service that we're providing right now, but again, right now we are talking about the local service ads or Google Guarantee, but anything that's on there is something that we can provide for you. If you know for a fact that your website's going to be like offline for more than a week or so, please let us know, because included would be a website that we can get together in about 5 to 10 business days, and just as a placeholder until your website's back. So that's something that you should know if your website ever does go down. But you see that long line that goes all the way across it. It does populate 3 boxes below it. We want you to click on all 3 of those boxes, one that you would allow us to send you SMS or text messages, one that you certify that you are authorized on the card, and the other one that you understand that payments are automatic and recurring, although, of course, in this case, you're only paying per lead, and, of course, it is a month-to-month service. You can stop at any time. Now, once you've got all 3 of those boxes clicked, it needs to be a match of the signature on there, so Michael Ritchie, and it's usually case-sensitive for at least the first name, but you might as well capitalize the R as well. Once you've got that in that box, the longer box, the orangish-colored one that says confirm signature, that's the one you want to click on. That does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we waived any initial setup fee other than the application fee, and then, of course, it does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that. If it asks you to log into your tracking system, just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay. So I checked the 3 boxes, and it says to type your name, but I don't have a box to type the name.
If you are on your phone, you might need to turn it sideways. As long as you're not locked in portrait mode, in landscape mode, that bottom part pops up in the high enough for you to type into that box.
Got it, yeah. Got it. Okay, I did that.
Okay.
Hit confirm signature?
Yeah, click the confirm signature.
Okay, got that.
Okay, so if it's asking you to log into your account, your tracking system, you don't need to go that step just now. Our automated system thinks you are trying to access your tracking system. It also thinks your tracking system is already active, neither of which is true. We do have to do your client interview first, but like I said, once your tracking system is active, you will get by text and email notification that it is live, and at that point in time, you'll have 24/7 access to your tracking system. Just so you know, the reports do update in almost real time, so several times throughout the day. I'm also going to send you that calendar invite for that follow-up call at 6 o'clock today, and at 5 o'clock, our automated system will send you another email, just a reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 6. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be able to jump on in the beginning of that call, say a quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician. I do know the short list of who it might be, but I don't know who exactly yet who is assigned to this particular one. But I'd be able to introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. Of course, if I am on a call myself already, they will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. If you want to ask them, they would know that your first pet's name was Bella. But other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Of course, looking forward to getting that great website in front of more people, get your phone ringing, of course, earn your business 1 month at a time.
Okay.
I appreciate you guys both. You guys have a wonderful rest of the day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
too.
Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.